hundreds of thousands of refugees have fled famine and conflict in Somalia over the past 20 years and settled just across the border in Kenya. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton went to one border city to see how it's coping with the latest influx of refugees, as Kenya itself deals with a worsening drought of its own.
The northeastern Kenyan town of Dadaab is already home to more than 400,000 Somali refugees. Many younger Somalis have never been to Somalia or have spent almost their entire lives in refugee camps in Kenya. In the past few weeks, thousands more Somalis have crossed the border to escape hunger and now famine at home. Destination, the sprawling, sandy Dadaab complex.
It's not interesting to live in a refugee camp. It's not. Because a lot of your rights are, you know, are not there.
Bernard Ole Kipuri is Kenya's acting district commissioner for Dadaab.
If you want to move from Dadaab to Nairobi, you need a movement pass. If you want to move from any type, any part of the camp, you need a movement pass.
That's likely the least of the problems for thousands of Somali refugees who continue to stream over the border into Kenya, with many severely malnourished children in search of food and peace, like Sadia Kasim Mohammed.
On my way to the camps, we were attacked by bandits twice, and they even stripped everyone naked. All of us, including the women, men, and even the children, were stripped naked. I begged for mercy. Before he took off my clothes forcefully, I had a four-month-old baby who was on my back. He asked me, "Take off your clothes." When I hesitated, he began pulling them one after the other. I was feeling helpless and with no protection.
As more Somali refugees flood into Kenya, this puts more pressure on scarce resources and the local host community in Dadaab, which is less than half the size of the refugee population. The government's refugee camp officer, Haron Komen, says people must remember that northern Kenya, too, is experiencing a crippling drought. He says this affects the nomadic herders and their livestock and is exacerbated by the influx of Somali refugees.
We are in a very fragile geographical environment here. We are in a semi-arid and arid land where the vegetation cover is quite scanty. And it has quite been a challenge.
There's potential for more trouble, warns Komen, despite a sympathetic and supportive local Somali-Kenyan community.
The little resources that are there, they are shared with them, the water, the space for grazing. So the conflict is bound to arise.
Raised voices and a chaotic air of desperation overwhelm this attempt at food distribution in Dadaab. Now, while the refugees are looked after by international humanitarian agencies, needy, drought-weakened Kenyans are being given sacks of rice, beans and oil donated by the government. The authorities say some locals have registered as refugees. Angry women and men argue furiously over who gets what as officials struggle to divvy up the supplies. One local leader trying to pacify the Kenyans in search of food aid is Abdizamid Hussein Hassan. He's an elder in the Dadaab community and says he's had experience avoiding run-ins between the Somali refugees and the host Somali-Kenyan population.
Our role is to call their elders and to sit with them and make solution that they will stop their looting, and there is a dialogue between them and us. If there is a fight, we sit down and make solutions.
Even more serious are reports of weapons circulating within the Dadaab complex. The Kenyan refugee camp officer, Haron Komen, says this is a major concern to the government.
What is the implication of having a large number of people that you have no control, you have no idea who could be a threat to security? That's been complicated by the presence of Al-Shabaab and possibly Al-Qaeda operatives in Somalia.
Kenya says the international community must do much more to curb anti-Western Al-Shabaab militants in neighboring Somalia, restore a central government, and return the refugees home. An extension of the camp complex is ready to open in Dadaab, but Kenya stands accused of dithering, saying it needs guarantees of security and international support. Ofebia Quistalkton, NPR News, Dadaab, Northern Kenya.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.